Dad from JoJo Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's that time again to discuss the weird, wonderful, and wacky things that happen in the world we live in. So, to kick off, our useless facts that we always come out with. Useless facts that surprised me, actually. The average adult spends longer on the toilet than they do exercising.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
What do you think of that, Jojo?
Well, is it a form of exercise? I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't think it's going to burn too much calories. But, you know, it's quite surprising.
I don't know, really.
I find it hard to believe, but then some people just sit on the sofa all day, don't they? And don't get up and do the exercise, so...
That's true.
Yeah, I
mean, I kind of had to weigh it up if you're going out for like a 2-3 hour cycle ride, and then do you spend 2-3 hours in that day going to the bathroom? I'm not quite sure I do.
No, I just think it's kind of done on an average, and, you know, if we spend, I don't know, 2 hours per week on the loo, let's say, for instance, but the average person only spends 20 minutes exercising or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Don't know. I mean, it's a bit of a sign of the times that maybe we're not exercising enough.
Wow, exactly. Yeah.
We do from the moment of getting up. So we lie down in bed, we get up in the morning, we sit down, we have a breakfast.
Yeah.
We get in the car on the way to work. We sit down. What do we do when we get into work? We sit down on an office chair.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose when I think about how many cups of coffee I have a day, I do have about 30. So I do probably spend just as much time in the bathroom as I do actually getting exercise. So yeah. What are we kicking off with today then?
So just another sort of form of discussion, really. In the last 100 years, the world's seen such great advances in technology that the world is changing daily. It literally is. In just another 50 years, what technology do you think we might have, Jojo?
Oh, gosh. Wow. I mean, I think flying cars are definitely going to be around. I think we're sort of pretty much prototype-wise. Most manufacturers have a flying car in there.
Yeah, I think the technology is kind of there in it already.
Yeah, yeah. There's some secret ones out there and hidden in backs of hangars, you know. So, and I've seen videos of some, you know, prototypes. I definitely think it's going to be a thing.
Do you think they're going to have traffic lights up there? I mean, how's it going to work?
Well, I don't know how it's going to be managed or directed.
That is the question. I mean, at the moment we've got air traffic control do a wonderful job of keeping the world safe. Air traffic control times a million, isn't it? It's like, you know, all those vehicles up there, and what height are they allowed to fly at, bloody bloody blah. It's quite complex, more so than I think most of us realise.
Yeah, I think TomTom are already working on triple layered sat-navs, you know, so they're working in connection with Ordnance and Google Maps and so forth. I mean, years ago, everyone remembers the argument between TomTom and Google Maps. So I think they're now working together. So, yeah.
I don't know how the legalities of it will stand. I mean, been lucky enough to have a couple of flying lessons in my life. And, you know, you have to speak to air traffic control and you have to get... agreements to go at a certain height and all the rest of it. And just to give you an example, if a plane's flying at 37,000 feet, then another Boeing 747 that's coming within even a few miles of that 747 will have to get clearance to go at 39,000 feet or 35,000 feet. Yeah. How it'll work with thousands of cars in each city, I don't really think it's possible at the moment. I think the technology's there, but the actual sort of credit, the sort of flight control of it, I don't think we're going to be there anytime soon. And I think you almost have to study to be a pilot in order to go up there in the sky.
Well, this is it. Is it an extra driving test, you know?
So, more so than anything. I think it'd be pretty complicated to just say, I'm going to get a flying car. It's going to be classed as an aeroplane. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah.
So much, just go and get yourself an aeroplane and a pilot's license.
What about you then? What do you think is going to be an advancement in 50 years?
Well, we've seen sort of Botox and dermal filler put into people's faces, and it's been around now for, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years, maybe even, I'm sure, more in sort of Hollywood and stuff, but we've seen it certainly sort of prominent in the last 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I see that one day cell biologists will be able to get right down to the nitty-gritty and look at cells that don't reproduce and make them reproduce. The cells that replace things like body parts and all the rest of it. I think we'll certainly start seeing people look younger without the need to go and have Botox and stuff.
Wow.
Is it a good thing? Yes and no. Nature is a good thing, and it's nice to see people that are natural, but equally, if you're, I don't know, a 60-year-old person and you want to look younger, then I don't see the sort of harm in that, really.
Yeah.
What's your take on it?
Well, I could certainly do with a nip and tuck under the eyes and on my forehead, for sure. So if someone can make me look 21 again, thank you. That's what I have to say on that matter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was sort of reading something the other day about this sort of subject, and at what point do you want to carry on living there? I mean, you know, if we could live for 500 years, would you really want to live that long? I don't know.
I don't know. See, it's some amazing changes, but yeah, you'd also see quite a lot of bad, wouldn't you? You'd have to take your experience.
I think it'd be quite hard to cope, and it's hard enough to cope with as it is, in the last sort of 50 years. You look at it, and it's tremendous, but 500 years, mind-blowing, I'm sure.
Well, talking about years, what else we got?
If you could travel to any era in time, past or future, where would you go? Age-old question, really, but interesting one.
Ooh, where would you go?
So, lots of places I'd like to go back in time, but I think one of them would have to be the Wild West.
Oh, cool.
Just drop me back in the Wild West. You know,
yeah.
John Wayne's there, sitting on his horse, drinking his milk. And somebody would say, get off your horse and drink your milk. Don't stay on it. If you've got an argument with somebody, it's just going to be guns at dawn. And, you know, you just go out and one of you's going to come out of the argument. The other one's not.
Mm.
Job done. If you want some money, go to the gold rush.
Uh-huh.
Go and get yourself some gold or some dust, as is normally the case back then, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would have been an interesting time to go back to.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I mean, the old saloon bar and the sheriffs, you know, and yeah, I can see how that would be cool. I think for me, the coolness would have to be the 1980s. I was around in the 1980s, but I was a child, so I would like to have been an adult, like 25, maybe 28, 30 in the 1980s. Like 1985, it would have been.
Yeah, we had shell track suits.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Bad haircuts.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I had the mullet. It looked kind of good on me. And I had the Frankie t-shirt, you know,
Frankie
be relaxed.
Yeah,
relaxed. And I loved the music. The food was good. You had Wimpy bars. You had Our Price and Woolworths, the Pick and Mix.
There is still a Wimpy bar.
Yeah.
In Essex, down at Southend-on-Sea.
Is there really?
Yeah,
wow.
Seriously. I saw it a couple of years ago. I was like, stumped. So,
right.
Wimpy? I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Is it like a traditional Wimpy, though, or have they just stolen the Wimpy?
To be fair, I didn't go in.
Right.
Didn't go in, so I couldn't tell you. But it was there. Same old logo and all the rest of it. So.
And everyone went out in the 1980s. Everyone was out. The music was great.
Well, you had to go out because if you stayed, well, you didn't know where everybody was. So you had to go out to find everybody. There was no mobile phone, so it's like Saturday night, right, I better go out and check whether my mate John's out, because he's not answering his home phone, because it's his mum's phone, and she's probably on it talking to the nan or whatever.
Yeah.
You'd have to go out and find people.
I know. See the queue down the phone box, you know, like everyone
queue
waiting.
Down the phone box, it was.
Put your 10p, the large 10p.
And let's be honest, you could only get one person in the phone box back then, because everybody had shoulder pads.
Yeah. It's true, yeah. But, I mean, this is the thing, is that you find... I mean, everything about the 80s was just fantastic.
I was happy to watch Jim Bowen in Bullseye.
There you go, see? You know, Price is Right, come on down. Like, you know, it just... Yeah, the 80s was a fantastic time. I just would love to have been a bit older to be able to really encompass the whole...
Same here, to be an adult as sort of in the 80s would have been nice. Yeah. I think people were a lot more free then.
Mm.
You know, for a start, you get in your car, drive somewhere and say, right, I want to park up now. That little village looks quite nice. I'll have a walk around there.
Yeah.
Without having to book parking or pay on your phone for parking
in
a field in the middle of nowhere. That would be quite nice to go back to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And prawn cocktails. I mean, you know, who doesn't love a prawn cocktail? Most people, apart from you, Jo.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, it was just a really great time. I just think there was a lot of colour around in fashion and, you know, everyone sort of being a bit more vibrant and happy. You know, houses started to look nice. People started to go out hanging baskets and things and do their gardens nice.
Yeah.
And even cars, you know, driving around on four-stroke petrol. Gosh, do you remember the old four-star?
Four-star, do you remember four-star?
Yeah, see? You know, and you had the Mark II Escort, you know. Excellent car.
It was an excellent car. Yeah, so. I mean, that was beyond our sort of era, wasn't it? That was going back even more. But I think looking back, the old Escort Mark I's and Mark II's were the classics, really.
Yeah.
The Mark III's and above didn't have the same sort of cool styling, really, but...
My mum had a Granada. Did you?
Granada's a proper car. I mean, we didn't have one. We had a Cortina Estate.
Nice.
But it was a gear.
Oh.
So my dad used to keep telling me. It had a gear badge on the side. I know that. And velour inside.
Oh, velour. Yeah, we can't velour. Some velour.
No, exactly.
I love velour.
I don't even know where that word coming from. It's like velvet, but it's velour.
Yeah, but it was fake, so you could stroke it. It was nice and soft.
You could stroke it, yeah. It's like a Siamese cat or something, you know.
It's a cross between suede and velvet, wasn't it? Like, you know. So.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And they spray it with that new car spray and make it smell all lovely and new.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, going back on that one. Second sort of useless question today for you, Jojo. If aliens landed in your back garden and you were the first person they spoke to, what lie would you tell them?
Oh, gosh. What lie would I tell them? So I'd say, hello, Mr. Green Alien. Your leader lives at number 10 Downing Street. There you go.
He's got the same name as a car from the Far East. You'll find him.
Have you come to take him home? Yeah.
I think that's probably a good plan.
Yeah.
End everybody else's misery in the UK. Yeah. I think it's good. I would probably say, hello, guys. You haven't arrived in England. This is, in fact, France. To get to England, just turn round, fly across the channel, and you will arrive in the UK.
Well... Yeah. Is that, you're heading for Spain, are you? Is that where all the Brits have gone?
Well, true. It's a little place in England called Costa del Sol. Yeah.
Turn right at Costa Blanca and you'll see us.
You'll see us there. There'll be Union Jack flags and a sign saying full English on every corner.
And the dog and duck pub on the corner.
And if you're looking for clues that you're in the right place, I mean, just watch for a TV screen. And if you see Del Boy on there, you know you've arrived in England in the sun.
Very.
So here's something I came across the other day. The British public are urged to check spare change as there's a £140,000 fortune out there, apparently. The Royal Mint have released a list of sought-after coins that could be worth a small fortune.
Wow. So my 2p could be turned into £2.
2p or not 2p, that's the question.
It is.
It could be.
Yeah.
Or more.
I mean, do we have any kind of idea of what's on this list?
I have to admit, I've gone no further into it.
Right.
So I could be don't sat know. With one in my pocket right now. Wouldn't
yeah.
know.
Wouldn't know, yeah.
If it's anything like stamps, the ones that are valuable are normally the ones that are misprints, actually.
Yeah.
So it might be the same sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that we know there's coin collectors out there, and they would know more than us. You know, let us know, coin collectors, if you collect your coins, you know. So, but in terms of people with spare change in their pockets, you know, I mean, are we talking about a 50 pence that says 50 pants?
It could be that. Who'd know? I mean, it's like the old. I've got some old stamps actually that I inherited from my dad.
Right.
And I keep meaning to take them into a stamp collector because
yes.
I just have no idea. And you can put them in Google, and they do sometimes come up on the rest of it, but the price is really unclear. But I think right, take them to a stamp collector. What's to stop that guy going? Nah, sorry, mate. These are worth absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I'll give you a fiver for the lot. Because I wouldn't know. I'd go, fiver sounds great. Could be one though worth $5,000.
And yeah, I was going to say, next day you see him on eBay, you go, oh, it's like my stamp. Yeah. It's £5,000.
It's the same book from 1952. Yeah.
So, well, let us know if you know what coins need to, and check. Check what you got.
Exactly. You never know.
You never
sitting
know.
On a small fortune.
Mm.
Next part of the show is location frustration, and today the clues are: number one, Marks and Spencer's was born in this city. Clue two, X-ray technology was born here.
Oh wow!
Yeah, bit of a thing, bit of a huge thing.
That's a nice break bit of history.
Yeah. And clue three, this place is home to the world's largest animal armory. And what I mean by that, and I have done a bit of research online.
Okay.
It's body armoury, as in the old medieval type body armoury for animals. We saw it on horses, didn't we? We've seen it on horses.
Like war horse.
Looking
kind
back,
of.
Yeah, right. In history and stuff. And in fact, it's the world's largest animal armoury.
Right.
And it was for an elephant.
Wow.
And it was brought to Britain in 1802 by the wife of the governor of Madras.
Wow, that is amazing information.
I've had a look at it, and it's not just an elephant. It's for a huge elephant. It's almost as high as a ceiling sort of thing.
Crikey, like buffalo kind of style.
Well, yeah, and again some.
Nice.
But sort of reading back, there were apparently quite a lot of situations where they used elephants in warfare and stuff. So
yeah.
Made sense, but yeah, the things, it's incredible, the size of it.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't believe.
Wow, okay. So where are we, guys? Let us know and, put it in the comments. And if you get it right, we'll read it out.
And don't forget, don't use Google, use your needle. It's only for fun.
Yeah, exactly. So just talking about comments, we've engaged with a couple of people this week. So I just want to say a shout out to John and the guys. Thank you so much for your input the other day. We were in your shop and your advice was really good. So thanks for that. And I know you've seeked us out. So like, follow and share. And also Kevin, my local fisherman, he likes to catch a 40-pound carp down the local lake. Kev, if you're listening, mate, Jojo says hi. All right. So, comment, like and share it, and we'll mention your name.
On to the last point today, and that is one word in the grave. So we look at words that are old-fashioned, that have kind of gone out of fashion, gone out of style, and discuss whether they should stay where they are, out of fashion and out of style, or be reintroduced into the British language again. And today's word is rat bag. What a word. What can I say?
I know. You just don't hear anyone say it anymore. It's
maybe
just,
for a good reason, I think.
Well, again, it's 1980s, isn't it? I mean, the little rat bag is climbing up the pole on the bus shelter and, you know, get down sort of thing.
Well, I suppose like a lot of words, it does what it says on the tin.
Mm.
You're talking about a rat. It's not a nice creature. Most people don't like them very much. Unless it's a gerbil, then it's a different thing. But yeah, most people don't like rats.
You can't say gerbil bag though, can you?
You can, but it sounds a bit silly. Yeah.
It does sound
silly. Gerbil bag, yeah. Mm. So, I don't know. I agree, it's a derogatory term you use for somebody who's maybe a bit of a div, but you wouldn't call it, I don't know, you wouldn't call it to somebody that had done like a really serious crime or whatever.
It's like a tow rag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a tow rag. It's pretty innocent, really.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, I just don't like the word, but I think of rats when I say rat bag. That's why I don't use it. And I'd be quite happy for it to stay where it is in the word growth.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh,
yeah.
I like rat bag.
What could you replace it with?
I wouldn't want to replace
it. You wouldn't, no?
No. I would use it in the term of that it's a little bit older than a child, but not as old as an adult. So maybe teenagers being little rat bags.
Okay.
And they're like cycling up and down. They're not being major naughty, you know, not on the sort of rob or anything, but they're just being a nuisance, I suppose, you know, little rat bags.
Yeah.
I want to revive it, guys, so let us know.
Let us know your thoughts.
Are you Team Jags or Team Jojo?
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
We'll say bye for now. All right, cheers,
guys.
An anxious
phrase. Cheers. Bye, adios. Bye. The Jags and Jojo Show.